Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 arrangement lesson, and we're building something very specific. A tape dust, worn jungle FX chain that actually plays in time with your drums, not random vinyl noise. Musical, tempo-locked grit that helps your transitions land harder. Think pre-drop tension, impact accents, post-drop ear candy, and that classic jungle phrase language where every 8 bars feels like a signpost. By the end, you'll have two things. 1. A reusable tape dust FX rack built entirely from stock devices. 2. A workflow to warp, resample, and arrange your dust into proper drum and bass structure without cluttering your drop. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. Timing decisions before tone decisions. If the dust doesn't land with intention, distortion and echo just make the mess louder. So we'll lock groove first, then we'll destroy it tastefully. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo where this music actually lives. Jungle around 160 to 170. Modern DDNB, 172 to 176. I'm going to imagine 174. Set your grid so 1/16 is visible because dust ticks, and little edits often live there. And keep 1/8 triplet in mind for those occasional jungle swing moments. Also, start thinking in phrases. Not cool sound here. Think bar 8, bar 16, bar 24, bar 32. That's where your dust should speak. Step 1. Choose your source material. Make an audio track and name it Tape Dust SRC. Good sources are needle drop, room tone, cassette hiss, mic handling, paper rub, fabric, or even a tiny slice of an old break. The secret is character. You want something with imperfections you can exaggerate. Drop your audio in, and now we warp it like a producer, not like a librarian. Enable warp on the clip. Now choose your warp mode based on what you've got. If it's mostly noise, like hiss or crackle bed, use texture mode. Set grain size around 20 to 40 milliseconds. Smaller grain gives more dusty detail. Add a little flux, maybe 10 to 25%, just enough motion to feel alive without washing out timing. If your source has ticks, pops, or clear transients, use beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 50%. Lower is crisp and clicky. Higher smooths it out. Next. Find an anchor transient. Zoom in and find a click or pop that feels like it should be the downbeat. Right-click and set 1.1.1 here, or place a warp marker so the clip behaves. Then add warp markers every 1 bar or 2 bars to stabilize it. You're basically telling the clip, stay here, stay here, stay here, so the groove is reliable. Here's an advanced jungle timing trick. Introduce micro drift on purpose. Take a couple warp markers and nudge them slightly late on the offbeats, or around the feel of 2 and 4. Tiny amounts, 5 to 15 milliseconds. You're not making it sloppy. You're making it feel like abused tape or old sampler drift. And the key, keep it consistent inside an 8-bar phrase so it reads like style, not accident. Now we build the Tape Dust Jungle FX chain. Stock devices only, in this order. First, auto filter. We're carving space so this dust supports the drums instead of fighting them. Set it to HP 24, high pass mode. Frequency around 250 to 600 Hz. In heavy DNB you might push even higher later. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2 for a little bite. Add drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. And here's a nice arrangement move. Automate the high pass to open slightly during buildups, like the dirt is being revealed as the tension rises. Second, roar. Roar is perfect for that tape abused by jungle pirates' energy. Start with a softer, tapish saturation vibe, then push it. Drive around 10 to 25% to start. You can go harder if you plan to resample. If the top gets harsh, use roar's tone shaping to roll it off. Then add slow modulation, like drift. LFO on drive or filter. Rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Small amount. You want movement, not wobble bass. Third, redux. This is the old sampler grit layer. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. If soft clip is available in your setup, use it. Otherwise, don't panic. We'll keep headroom and you can tame peaks later. And a classic pre-drop trick. Automate downsample for just an 8th note right before the drop. Like a crunchy tape tier. Quick spike, then back. Fourth, shifter. Set shifter to pitch. We're doing micro pitch drift, not a chorus. Fine around minus 10 to plus 10 cents. Subtle. If you can modulate it, use a slow randomish movement. 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Amount 2 to 6 cents. Teacher note, if pitch drift starts sounding like a mod effect, reduce the amount and slow it down, and also add tiny level movement. Real tape wobbles in volume as much as pitch. Fifth, Echo, this is W Jungle Space, Tempo Locked. Turn sync on. Time. Try 1/8 for energy, or 1/4 dotted for that classic rolling throw. Feedback around 15-35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6-10K. Modulation 5-15%. Wobble 0.2 to 1.0. Tasteful. Arrangement rule. Echo lives in the gaps. Automate dry/wet up in pauses and fills, then snap it down at the drop, so your drums hit like they mean it. Sixth, hybrid reverb. Plate or chamber works great. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz, so it doesn't cloud the low end. Keep early reflections moderate so it feels present without becoming a wash. Seventh, utility. This is where we control stereo like grown-ups. Width around 80 to 120% depending on the role. If any low mid is sneaking through, use bass mono. And later we'll do a nice move. Widen in breakdowns, narrow before drops for punch. Eighth, gate. This is the jungle secret. Turning continuous noise into rhythm. Set thresholds so the gate opens on dust ticks and bursts. Attack extremely fast. 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 30 to 120 milliseconds, depending on how choppy you want it. Now the delete move. Sidechain the gate. Enable sidechain on the gate. Set audio from to your drums group, or better, a ghost trigger track. This makes the dust breathe with a groove, like it's part of the percussion. So let's build that ghost trigger quickly, because it changes everything. Create a new MIDI track called Dust Trigger. Load a drum rack with a short closed hat or a click. Something sharp. Program a pattern. 1/16 ticks with gaps. Add a couple extra hits right before the snare for that jungle anticipation. Turn the track's output down or route it so you don't hear it. It's just a trigger. Now set the gate sidechain input to Dust Trigger. At this point, your dust is no longer a static layer. It's a playable rhythmic element. Now we resample, because endless tweaking is the enemy of arrangement. Create an audio track called Dust Print. Fast method. Set input to resampling, arm it, and record 2 to 5 minutes while you perform the chain. While recording, tweak roar drive, automate echo wet, adjust gate threshold, maybe even nudge a couple warp markers. You're basically doing a tape pass. Print the chaos. Cleaner method. Route the tape dust SRC track directly to dust print and record just that channel. Either way is fine. Pick the one that keeps you moving. Extra coach note. Print at least 2 gain stages. Do 1 pass conservative and cleanish, and 1 pass slammed with more roar and redux. When the mix gets dense later, you can swap takes instead of rewriting automation. Now take your printed audio and warp it again, but this time for arrangement readiness. Warp on. If it's tick heavy and rhythmic, use beats mode. Preserve transients. If it's a bed, use texture mode and use fewer warp markers. Now split your dust into rolls early, because it makes arranging fast. Create 2 tracks from your resample, or at least 2 lanes in your mind. Dust bed. Longer, stable layers. Dust events. Short ticks, tears, glitches. For chopping, make clips like 1 bar risers, half bar pre-drop ticks, quarter bar impact grit, 2 to 4 bar post-drop beds. Name them in a way that future you can understand at speed, like dust impact crunch 1/4 or dust bed sidechain 4 bar. That naming sounds boring until you're arranging at 2 a.m., and you need the right clip instantly. Now arrangement. Let's place this into a rolling DNB structure around 174 BPM. Intro, 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8. Use a dust bed, low in the mix. High pass around 500 Hz, so you're not stepping on the fundamental weight. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce gated ticks quietly and add tiny echo throws at the ends of phrases. Automate the filter to open a touch. Automate the gate so it wakes up over time. It feels like the track is powering on. Build, 8 to 16 bars. Start adding controlled disruption. Every 2 bars, do a quick redux downsample spike, like a blink and you miss it crunch. Increase echo feedback slightly in the last 2 bars only. Don't let it take over early. Then add a pre-drop tape choke without doing a full tape stop. In the last half bar, raise gate threshold so fewer hits open. Push auto filter HP higher, so it thins out, and bump echo feedback a touch so it feels like suction. The room pulls inward, then you drop. Drop impact, the 1 bar moment that matters. Place a quarter bar crunchy, dust hit exactly on 1.1.1, layered with your main impact. Then, immediately cut the space effects. Automate echo dry/wet to basically zero on the downbeat. Same with reverb. This is a huge clarity trick. Let the build be wet. Let the drop be dry and punchy. Drop, 32 bars. Use dust as movement, not clutter. Every 8 bars, add one short glitch burst right before the phrase change. That's your structure signpost. Between snares, you can sprinkle tiny gated ticks, but keep them quiet. Dust should be the thing you miss when it's muted, not the thing you notice as noise. Mix reality check. In heavy DNB, dust often sits extremely low. Think barely audible until you mute it. If it's competing with hats and shakers, you went too far. Fixes are simple. High pass higher, even 800 Hz, or narrow the width. And consider a frequency agreement. If your hat's live at 8 to 12K, push dust more into 2 to 6K and keep it out of the shiny supertop. Breakdown or switch section. Bring back the dust bed. Bring back the dubby echo throws. Automate utility width wider in the breakdown. Then narrow again as you approach the next drop. Wide equals spacious. Narrow equals focused punch. Now, a Live 12 workflow upgrade. Use clip envelopes for micro effects automation. Instead of drawing long track automation for everything, automate per clip. On one clip, automate gate threshold tighter for urgency. On another clip, automate echo dry slash wet only on the last eighth note. On a single impact clip, automate redux downsample for just that hit. Clip envelopes make your dust feel designed, not generically automated. And if you want to get really advanced, try two gate rhythm. Keep your main gate early in the chain for percussive openings. Then add a second gate after echo and reverb, slower, just to trim tails so ambience doesn't blur the drop. That lets you go wetter without losing timing.